page 71. B. Things you should know about high school.
Politeness. Morning grumpiness does not win you friends anywhere. And in the USA, you are expected to greet people you know with a cheery, good morning, hello, or how are you? In school, you should address your teachers by their family name. For example, Mrs. Jones or Mr. O'Brien. If you do not do this, you will be considered impolite, and some people may even be offended by your behavior.
How to get there. School starts relatively early in the USA compared with schools in Norway. Although it may vary between school districts, it is not unusual for school to start between 7 and 8 in the morning. If you do not have your driver's license and you are not lucky enough to own a car, you can always get a ride with one of the yellow school buses.
Homeroom. When in school, students head toward their lockers to get their books and then go to their homeroom. There they meet with students and the homeroom teacher, who is responsible for taking the register, reading notes from parents, and dealing with tardies and other administrative tasks.
The Pledge of Allegiance. The first class of the day begins after homeroom, and that could be any subject. However, each morning in most classrooms throughout the USA, a special ritual takes place. All students stand up, place their right hand on the left-hand side of their chest, i.e., across their heart, and say the Pledge of Allegiance in chorus. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Classes. High school students mostly choose their own courses based on their interests and abilities. There is usually a whole range of subjects to choose from. Each course gives a certain number of credits, and a total number of credits are required to obtain a high school diploma. The school district board decides what type of credits and how many credits students need in order to graduate. This is where the guidance counselor has a role to play, advising each student on what courses to take. There are therefore different students in each class. In high school, it is the students who change classrooms, while the teachers usually remain in the same rooms. A class may last from 20 to 90 minutes, and around midday, there is a lunch break, lasting between 30 minutes and 1 hour. After lunch, there are more classes, until 3 or 4 in the afternoon. The school day is not over, however, because this is when the extracurricular activities start.
Extracurricular activities. Extracurricular activities are after-school activities, and to many students, this is the best part of the day, as they get to do what they like most. All the school sports teams have their training sessions after school, and in every high school, there is a huge variety of sports to try out for. A typical U.S. high school may offer American football, baseball, basketball, bowling, hockey, volleyball, lacrosse, track and field, soccer, archery, wrestling, gymnastics, swimming, and cheerleading, just to name a few. For those interested in music, there are many opportunities to learn to play an instrument, since nearly every high school has a marching band and a symphony orchestra, in addition to rock or jazz bands. Most schools also have a choir for those interested in singing. There are numerous other clubs to join, too. For instance, it is customary for every foreign language offered in a particular high school to have its own club. Typically, this would be Spanish, French, German, or Italian, but it could also be Korean, Russian, Mandarin, or Japanese. In a language club, you learn more of the language and about the country in a fun and easy way. Activities range from watching films, listening to music, cooking typical dishes from the country in question, to perhaps planning a school trip to the country. Other types of clubs might focus on a particular interest, such as the chess club, the film club, the history club, the math club, or the debate team, whereas others might work for the good of the community. For example, the Key Club, the Lookout Club, and the United Nations Club.
The prom. The prom is the most prestigious of all the school dances in high school. Traditionally, a boy will ask a girl to go with him. In the weeks before the prom, there is a tense atmosphere, with everyone wondering who has asked whom, and who said yes, and who said no. The prom is a very formal event, so the girls wear long dresses and have fancy hairdos, and they often wear corsages on their wrists. A corsage is a bracelet made of flowers that matches the color of the girl's dress. The boys dress up in tuxedos, and the girls often give their date a boutonniere. In the afternoon or early evening of the prom, the boys often take their dates out for dinner. The boy is expected to pick up the girl in a nice car and bring her home safely afterwards. It costs a considerable amount of money to participate in all the senior year events, including the prom, and a lot of high school students work part-time to cover the expenses.
Driving. In high school, a lot of teenagers drive their own car, and in many states, you can drive from the age of 16. In fact, students in high schools can actually take a driver's ed course as part of their studies. That may sound strange to a Norwegian, but you have to remember that the USA is the home of the automobile, and having a car is considered a necessity. In many places, people live far away from school, and there may not be any public transport. Many parents work and don't have time to drive their kids to school, so it's very handy that teenagers can drive to school themselves.
Raising the school's spirit, the homecoming game. Homecoming is a celebration for welcoming students back to school. It is often in the form of a banquet and a dance, which are held in connection with the first sports games, football, hockey, baseball, or basketball, of the new season. It is a big event with a parade of the sports teams, accompanied by a marching band. Often a homecoming queen and a homecoming king are chosen, and the whole event is all about raising the school spirit.